Hello, everybody. My name is Dr. Greg Polin. I'm a professor of medicine and infectious diseases at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. I'm the director of the Mayo Vaccine Research Group and the editor-in-chief of the journal Vaccine. We will talk today about immunizations in older adults. Right now, at the time of this recording, we're toward the end of November. We have cases of influenza confirmed in every state. As many know, last year was a particularly bad year, though for different reasons in different geographic locations. But the CDC has estimated that for the 2017-2018 influenza season, about 80,000 Americans died, about 90% of those in older adults age 65 and older, and about 900,000 hospitalizations, which is probably a pretty good, if not underestimate. So the point of making those figures available is to emphasize the idea that this is not, quote, just the flu. I know I'm preaching to the choir here to some degree, but even my colleagues, I beg you to understand that influenza is not a minor illness in older adults. It's why there are 80,000 deaths last year and at least 8,000 to 12,000 in a mild year. This is a serious disease that leads to complications like pneumonia, ventilation, hospitalization, and perhaps one that you don't think about much. But Janet McElhaney in Canada has done some great work on that. And that is the disability and loss of independence. Depending on the state that the individual is in at the time they get influenza, you're talking about moving from a state of independence to no longer being able to drive or take care of yourself. And that's actually something I've used to discuss with patients to understand the importance of influenza immunization. I think, as all of you undoubtedly know, we have three vaccines that are specifically targeted for the prevention of influenza in older adults. Those include the recombinant vaccine, or the trade name is Flublok quadrivalent, a high-dose vaccine called Fluzone High-Dose, and an adjuvanted vaccine called Fluad. All three of those have been shown to improve efficacy by about roughly 30% over standard dose vaccine. So as I like to say to people, this is a serious disease and we know how to prevent it.
What about people with flu? A new treatment option was recently approved called Xofluza. How do you think that treatment will affect patients with flu?
Xofluza is, I think, going to be a game changer. This is a single oral dose. It uses a mechanism of action that's unique in the anti-influenza drugs that we have. It works for A and B strains, reduces symptoms by about 24 hours faster than the other drugs that we have available, reduces viral load, which is important in terms of thinking about transmission of disease, and is probably going to turn out to be superior in the treatment, particularly of influenza B. So I like this drug for those reasons. It is not a replacement for vaccine. But as you know, there are people that are immunocompromised or otherwise so frail that we're not going to be able to very effectively prevent influenza. Not that that would stop me from giving the vaccine, because the risk of vaccine is essentially zero. But we've got an option here as long as we start treating within 48 hours of those symptoms.